In related news, public advocate Bill de Blasio has come up with a plan to put approximately 50,000 pre-K children into regularized full-day programs. He also wants to expand after-school programs for middle school children. While some elected officials support his plan, he tells WBAI's Linda Perry that others are offering resistance.
The plan is to provide pre-K full day for all four-year-olds who need it in this city. Right now, only a small number are getting full-day pre-K. A lot of kids get no pre-K who need it. A lot of kids only get half day. That's 3 hours a day. It doesn't do much for those children or their families, given work schedules and all.
Why is it so important for young kids to get pre-K?
Because pre-K prepares them to succeed in school. Look, we know all over the world that countries that are competing strongly economically are focusing on early child education. They're trying to make sure kids at 3 and 4 years old get the kind of grounding they need. Those are the kids who are going to succeed in the modern workforce. And so this is something we think is crucial, by the way, also for so that the money we spend on our schools in general gets used better, because kids are going to be in a better position to learn at each grade level as they go up if they started early.
So what you're doing is you're trying to provide 50,000 children with full-day pre-K.
Who don't have it now, right. Some of them have no pre-K, some of them only have half-day now. We want to make sure all those kids get full-day pre-K.
Now, middle school children are not doing that well. They're not really prepared. Studies have just come out. Many of them are not prepared for high school. So you're proposing increasing after-school programs.
After-school programs that are enrichment-focused, that basically extend the school day by providing 3 more hours of learning-oriented activities. We now know about two-thirds of middle school kids don't have access to this kind of help. We want to get it to them. Middle school is one of those moments, I can say as a parent myself, it's a very delicate time for kids. It's one of those moments where kids either get on the right path and continue to learn, or many kids start to decline in school. We want to stop that by giving them more educational enrichment.
So the middle school children, that's the age when you have latchkey kids, when they just go home and watch television or play video games.
You have a lot of that, and we know, obviously, if we can keep them in a middle school environment with enrichment programs, they're going to be a lot safer. They're going to have much more opportunity to learn. We also know that those hours between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. are the time where a lot of kids get into trouble. That's when gang activity is at its highest, for example, and we want to give kids a positive alternative.
How would you pay for all of this?
With a tax surcharge on folks who make $500,000 a year or more. It's a 5-year surcharge. The tax rate go from about 3.9% to about 4.3%, would generate $532 million a year. Let me give you an example. If someone's making $1 million a year, they would pay an extra $2,000 or so in city tax.
And that would pay for all of this?
That's right.
What was Mayor Bloomberg's response?
The mayor was very negative towards my proposal and said it would drive rich people out of New York City. There's no evidence of that. And I think, in fact, a lot of people either will understand they have to pay their fair share so we can move the city forward, or are just going to live with the fact it's a small amount to ask so we can fix our schools.
And what's the next step in this?
We're going to try and get action on this for next year's budget.
Public advocate Bill de Blasio speaking with WBAI's Linda Perry.